Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today, this is a really, really nice item. Now, I know a lot of people maybe aren't going to need this because the world is kind of getting away from CDs and DVDs and things like that, for your computer at least. But this is nice to have on hand because every once in a while you might actually need this. If you have one of the newer computers, of course, that doesn't have a CD drive, which most of them do not these days. I actually don't even know of a computer they make these days that still has a CD drive. If you ever needed to use a CD to install something, you would actually need to have a external CD/DVD drive. Or maybe you want to play some music on your computer or watch a movie on your computer or whatever. Well, this is going to take care of that for you because this is an Apple SuperDrive. Now, this is super good quality, of course, because it's an Apple brand. It's all aluminum casing, just like you would see from Apple. It's made super to look high quality and to be high quality. It's made to match their aluminum casing of their, you know, MacBooks and their computers and things like that. Really, really well made. That's all I can say about it. Really, really well made. It is your normal external CD drive size, so it's going to be a square, and it's going to be about 4 inches by 4 inches square, and then about a half inch thick. So definitely easy enough to throw in your bag. This is a slot drive, so you can actually slide in your CD from the front. There's not a door that you have to fuss with finding the button to open the door and so forth. It's a slot drive. And out the back of it, it actually has a built-in USB cable to be able to plug in your computer. Now, being that it's Apple, I know a lot of you guys are going to say, well, I don't have an Apple computer. It's not going to work for me. Well, that's not true, because I actually found out that you could use this with a Windows computer, and I did try it on mine, and it works perfect. So if you want to use this, if you have a Windows computer and you still want a really nice external drive, you could definitely get this, and there will be a file to download and install. It's just very easy. It takes about a minute to install it, if that. It took me probably all of less than a minute to install the driver. Once you install the driver, it will work perfect on a Windows machine. Now, if you are using this with a Windows computer and you don't install the driver, you're going to think that the drive is defective, because when you plug it in to your computer, it's going to say DVD drive under your this PC area of your Windows. But if you try to put a disk in it, the disk won't go in it. If you try to do anything, it's not going to happen. So once you plug it in, and it is a full-size USB plug that's coming out the back of this SuperDrive. So if you have a computer that only takes USB-C, then it's very easy to grab one of those adapters that converts it USB to USB-C. They're very cheap, very easy peasy to do that. Or you could plug in like a hub to your computer and then attach this to the hub through the full-size standard USB port. The cable coming out the back it's a pigtail, but it's a little bit longer than most pigtails I've seen. This is going to be about a foot, maybe a little over a foot long. Actually, I'm going to say it's probably like a foot and like maybe instead of 12 inches, it's probably 14 inches, maybe 13 or 14 inches. So it's definitely long enough to attach it to a computer and set this next to you. It's not a super long cable, but it's long enough. And it is nice because it's attached and built into the drive, so you don't have to keep up with the cable. You're not going to have to worry about accidentally losing it, whatever. But I love the fact it's very slim. It's very really nice, like the aluminum casing on the outside is very quality. I don't think I've seen another aluminum one before like this. On the bottom of it, it does have a ring around the bottom, not a ring around the collar, but a ring around the bottom that is a rubber ring that if you set this on a hard surface. It's not going to slide around. It's also not going to scratch the surface. So they do give that as well. But if you do plug this into your Windows computer, of course, if you plug this into an Apple computer, no problem. It's going to work right off the bat. You don't have to install anything special and so forth. If you plug it into your Windows computer, you will have to download and install the file, the driver. And like I said, it takes less than a minute to install. And the minute you install it, boom, it works. Now, the way that this is, because this is a slot drive, the way it's going to work is you're going to eject it from your this PC area of your Windows, or if you're an Apple person, then you eject it just like you eject normal things off your computer. There's usually like a right-click button on Windows. Of course, you right-click and you go up to eject. On Apple, I can't remember how you do that, but there is a eject command. I believe you just get it over the drive, get your cursor on the drive, and then do the eject command or something like that. I don't use an Apple computer anymore, and so I kind of forgot that. But you Apple fanboys out there will know exactly how to do this. So I'm going to plug this into my USB port of this computer, just like that. And it's my computer is going to make a nice little sound to let me know that it's that's attached. And let me grab a disk. I thought I had one here next to me. Okay, I got a disk right here. And so once you insert that in, your computer will make a noise. And then at that point, you will want to have downloaded the file that is up on the website. The file will be in the audio, not in the audio description, but it will be in the same area that the audio description is. There will be a link there to download the file. It's a very small file. Download it to your, where you can find it, to your downloads folder, whatever. Insert the plug into your computer from the disk drive. After you do that, go and find that file you just downloaded. Run the file. Follow the prompts on screen. There's a couple things you have to click next, and then accept a license agreement, and then boom, it installs it, and that's it. And then after that, it starts working. So I've got this disk here, and I'll just slide the disk in until it catches. And the power of the computer, of course, powers the disk drive, and there it sucked the disk right in, and now my disk is in the little slot drive. So now to eject the disk, I'm going to go over to the PC area. This PC area. Go down to where the drive is. And then just write applications, click on that, and go up to eject. And boom, it ejects the disk right out the front, just like that. And there's my disk. So that's all there is to it, to get the disk out. There's no button you push or anything like that. It's all controlled in the actual Windows and, of course, Apple software itself. And then, of course, if you're done, you can just pull the plug out and unplug it. You don't have to do a safely remove hardware or anything like that. Now, if you did want to ever see that file did get installed, it is under your add and remove programs, and it's down toward the bottom, and it says Windows driver, and then right next to it, it says Apple Inc. So that's the Apple driver for the smart, the super drive. And that's what Apple calls it, the super drive. So that is where the driver is. If you ever, for whatever reason, needed to remove the driver, reinstall, whatever, that is where to find it. So it's in your add and remove programs. It's down toward the bottom. It says Windows driver. And then right next to it says Apple Inc. And of course, they'll tell you the date that you installed it and so forth. But yeah, guys, so this is a DVD writer and reader as well. So you can burn CDs to this. I believe you can burn DVDs to this. You can do all kinds of reading and writing. No arithmetic, just reading and writing. And yeah, so this is a nice little thing to have, especially if you are somebody that still maybe uses disks from time to time or have a reason to install disks on your computer from time to time. it's always a good idea maybe to have one of these just as a backup, you know, just to have it in just in case. And I've got one laying around here as well that I have just in case I ever needed to install something or copy something to a disk or whatever. But this is a really, really nice one. This is probably the nicest one that I've ever carried before in the store. But this is the Apple SuperDrive, and all the specs and everything will be in the description, the written description. But like I said, you can use this with Apple computers, you can use this with Windows computers, but if you do use it with Windows computers, you do need to download and install the driver that I'll have up on the website. So just know that you have to do that on the Windows computers, but you do not have to do that on the Apple computers. But once you install it one time on the Windows computer, then you're good to go and you don't have to worry about it again. So really, really cool, guys. This has a, like I said, has a built-in cable on the back of it. It is a standard USB, and it is a slot drive. It's all aluminum, and just a really good quality CD drive for your computer. So if you guys, these are brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time. Button stop recording. Enter.